Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So we've been meditating on the ninth and the tenth commandment that helps us to overcome lust, greed, and pride. Now, human sexuality is a great good. The love between man and woman can, through marriage and the consummation of marriage, employ every faculty of love, mind, will, feelings, and body, erotic love, friendship, parenthood, and even sacramental sanctification. All these are meant to have a place in that glorious kaleidoscope that is human sexuality. But sexuality and the sexual desire, precisely because of their intrinsic beauty, are prone to become idols. Even though experience shows us time and again that it backfires every time, there's always the temptation to make sexual gratification the god to which we sacrifice all the other goods of life, whether spiritual, relational, or even physical. Sex addiction, family brokenness, dissipation, loneliness, gender confusion, abortion, all this disorder comes from not getting the sexual desire under control. So how do we get it under control? And what do we need to do? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first step to overcoming lust is to realize that sexual gratification and happiness are simply not the same thing. This should be really obvious when we read about someone arrested for illegal pornography or someone whose marriage falls apart due to a sex addiction. Nobody wants to be those people. Nobody thinks of those people as happy. And those are the people who are willing to lose everything else so that they can pursue their own preferred modes of sexual gratification. Again, that proves that sexual gratification does not necessarily mean happiness. But we also have plenty of examples of people who are really happy, even though they live celibately. An old married couple who still delight in one another and their children and grandchildren and in God, even though their days of marital consummation are over. Or take two of the most celebrated people in the last 50 years, St. John Paul II and St. Mother Teresa. Their happiness and the supreme meaningfulness of their lives were apparent to the entire world. They were happy. They lived really good lives, and active sexuality wasn't part of the equation. And our Lord Himself is the supreme model to follow if we want to be happy, and His celibacy is a timeless reminder that sexuality, while good, is not the supreme good and not a permanent good. Because since we won't be married in heaven, and we won't be making new kids in heaven, then there won't be sex in heaven. But I'm pretty sure we're going to be perfectly happy in heaven. So, the first step to getting a handle on lust is to ask yourself, do I want to be happy? Or would I rather be unhappy and sexually active a little longer? Because you can always choose unhappiness if you want, but you should be clear that when you make sexual gratification your priority, unhappiness is exactly what you're choosing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Once you've decided that you don't want sexuality to be your God, and you don't want to be enslaved to it, that you don't want it to be your tyrant, the next step is to work to attain self-mastery over your bodily desires. This is where fasting or physical mortification comes in so powerfully. There are two great desires of the body: the desire for food, and the desire for sexual union. And here's the good news. You can use the first to help you get control of the second. Saint Hilarion, isn't that a great name? I don't know if he was hilarious, but that's a great name. Saint Hilarion would warn his body. He would say to his body, "If you won't stop thinking about lust, then I'll go without eating for a while. That'll make you think about food instead of sex." And this doesn't mean you have to starve yourself, but let's say just don't snack for a couple of days a week. Then you might find yourself longing for snacks instead of longing for illicit sexuality. And of course, there are other little bodily mortifications where you can train your body that you are not a slave to physical pleasure, like getting out of bed within 1 minute of your alarm, or turning the shower just a little bit cooler than you like it, or if you like ice in your water, drink water at room temperature. Now, this is the one I don't like. Maybe let your coffee cool down a little bit before you sip it, because I love hot coffee. You know, all these are little ways of obtaining freedom from the desires of the body so that the soul can once again be the master of the body. So mortification is indispensable for that freedom, and particularly for freedom from lust. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Physical mortification is meant to be a way of gaining strength over our disordered desires, but also a way of showing God that we care more about following Him and loving Him than we do about our own physical comfort or pleasure. In other words, every mortification, every self-denial is supposed to be a gift of oneself to God, where we say, "Lord, I love you more than this or that." But make it a pure gift. What do I mean by that? Don't try to get a side benefit back from your mortification. So, for example, a good fast is the 18-hour fast. That's great for your health, great for your diet. But don't count the dieting as part of your mortification, since after all, dieting is really still something you're doing for your own sake, for your own benefit. And it's actually for the sake of the body. Whatever you pick for your mortification should be for the sake of your soul, because that's the point of mortification, to subordinate the body to the soul and not vice versa. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's amazing how experience shows that even in this life, God will not be outdone in generosity. If you give him a lot, he'll give you more. If you fight greed by being a generous almsgiver, you'll be amazed at how God gives you the grace of being less financially anxious. And if you fight self-importance and pride by being generous with the time you give God in prayer, you'll be amazed at how much more time you seem to have for important things, and actually how much more productively your time is spent. And if you fight lust by being generous with self-denial, with mortification, you'll be amazed at how much more you actually enjoy the basic physical pleasures God gives us every day. So fight the obstacles to happiness with the tools Christ has provided. Fight lust, fight greed, fight pride. Fight them with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And realize that it's not always easy to fight, but the payoff, the freedom, and the joy is beyond anything you can imagine. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this meditation?
Now, this was not a deep reflection, but this was something that this meditation brought to mind. I can't remember which one it was in specific, but I'd heard something somewhere that it was like, either cornflakes or raisin bran was specifically invented to cure people of lust.
What?
And you know what? That makes no sense at all. But in the context, it makes a lot of sense because I feel like that is a pretty sucky thing to eat. Dry raisin bran.
That one,
it's a good option.
I can't verify. I can't.
Can't say that'll help.
I can't verify the truth of this theory.
Apparently the idea was just like, this is so unbelievably bland. It's the least cool breakfast.
Interesting. We'll have to look that one up.
I'm not quite sure.
That might be an urban legend before urban was.
Yeah. But on a more serious note, I think it's a fantastic point in general. And applicable just across the board, that I think we need to learn how to control our desires across the board. And that's enough. That's a good enough start. I think we don't realize how much we just do what we want.
Mm-hmm. And we do what others want when we don't want.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Because we can't control our feelings. I want to challenge the men out there, especially married men, because the men fall into the trap of they want sexual union and everything is geared towards sexual union. And if they're not going to have sexual union, they don't want anything to do with their wife. I really want to challenge the men, the married men out there, to sit on the couch and hold the hand of their wife, put their arm around their wife, hold their wife, lay on the couch and hold your wife without the intention of seducing her or without the expectation that it ends in sex. Because I think what women really want is they want to be valued, loved, cherished, protected, provided for. And this is what we need to, men need to learn to give genuine love through the body without it needing to end in sexual intercourse.
Dang, I agree with that. That's a really good point. That'd be wild if I didn't.
But I would be willing to bet there aren't many men out there that actually do that.
Mm.
And I think it would do two things. It would be, love is to do what is good for the other. And I think it would be really good for the wife. It would be really good for the marriage. And it's a phenomenal way to gain the self-mastery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that you can do to gain control. So I really want to challenge the men out there to make this a regular practice. The other thing I want to challenge the men to is you got to stop looking at any explicit images. You obviously you can't look at pornography, but you have to just stop looking at seductive images. There's just so much everywhere.
True.
I mean, you can't even open up ESPN and look at the score of a game without some image.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to do everything you can to remove all seductive, pornographic, sexually graphic images from your life. And that'll help you tremendously. I want to challenge young women a little bit. We had a lot of high school and college age and a lot of single women out there listening to the rules. I don't want to challenge them. I want to encourage them. I want to give them encouragement because I was talking to a young woman recently. She's very frustrated because she said, I asked her, are you seeing anyone seriously? And she said, no. And she said, it's so hard because all the guys, they just want to hook up.
That's true.
And I want to encourage women that deep down what men want. I'm telling you right now, young women, what men want. They want a woman who values themselves enough to say no. Because what men want is a challenge. They want to fight for the prize. But if you give yourself away at no cost, you're of no value. The woman who says, I will not give sex until you pay the high price of giving your whole self in marriage, that's the woman who knows her worth, and the man wants to fight for that woman.
I'll say more importantly, any guy who just wants to hook up ain't worth jack anyways.
It's absolutely true. But we all know the trap that if I don't give sex, I'm going to be lonely for the rest of my life.
I think the concern is that those are the only people out there.
Yeah.
So that is the only option and the only price to pay.
Yeah. And
the truth is, those people will never love you because you're right. That's what they think you're worth, and you're never going to believe anything more about yourself because that is exactly what they think you're worth.
Exactly. But I have empathy. I understand that it can, in a world overrun by lust and objectification of women and all these things, I could see where a young woman could feel a little bit hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give them hope and encouragement.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Good, we didn't fight during this conversation.
How do you know we won't fight after? No, I have no comments thus far.
Oh. Interesting. Very good.
You get off easy this time.
Well, I want to hold the men, their feet to the fire. I really want to challenge you to do this. And it's interesting. I think there are men out there who maybe harbor some resentments toward their wives and wives that harbor resentments toward their husbands. And a lot of these resentments can be overcome in a massive way if we just do this simple thing. Mm. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.